Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for October 30th, 2009.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
This week, we'll investigate a big challenge in the fight against chronic disease, and we've got another episode of our new series, Reality Check, for you. We'll also tell you why too much light could be detrimental to mental health. First, though, Suzanne Bard reports on the importance of sleep for the health of the brain.
Sleep deprivation can have negative consequences for the brain, including short-term memory loss and an inability to focus. But now researchers have identified one cause of these deficits and a way to reverse them, in mice at least. University of Pennsylvania neurobiologist Ted Abel and his colleagues found that sleep-deprived mice are deficient in a brain chemical called cyclic AMP.
This is a molecule that's critical for memory storage. Without cyclic AMP or with reduced levels of cyclic AMP, animals and humans exhibit memory deficits, and sleep deprivation reduces levels of this critical signaling molecule in the brain.
But he says treating the mice with a drug called Rolipram returned cyclic AMP to normal levels and reversed the memory loss and attention deficits caused by sleep deprivation.
This drug, which increases levels of this critical signaling molecule, rescues the effects of sleep deprivation. They literally don't know that they haven't slept.
He says the finding could help lead to treatments for cognitive deficits in humans. But he stresses that the importance of the research is not just about identifying a drug to solve the problem.
What our work really says is that sleep matters. Sleep matters biologically. It's critical for our biological function. And if there was any real message, it's not about this signaling molecule or developing new drugs. It's that getting a good night's sleep makes all the difference for our ability to function cognitively, and that's critical for our ability to go about our lives.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. Good reminder to all of us, and that includes me, who try to balance everything we need to get done with getting enough Z's. And speaking of sleep deprivation, night shift work has been a cause of many health concerns recently. Now a study in mice suggests that depression might be among its side effects. Ohio State University psychologist Laura Fonkin and her colleagues exposed mice to either 24 hours of artificial light or a more natural light-dark cycle. After 3 weeks, they tested the mice for depression-like symptoms. For example, a loss of interest in pleasurable things like sugar water.
So the mice that were housed in constant light drank less sugar water, which suggests that they found it less pleasurable.
Mice that had access to a dark hideaway avoided some of these effects. It'll take many more studies to connect this to humans, but on a basic level, the work indicates that too much light at night can darken the emotions. Next, Justin Warner reports on a hurdle faced by those who try to make headway in the treatment of chronic diseases.
When a chronic disease doesn't respond to treatment, there may be a simple explanation. The patient simply isn't taking his or her meds. That's the implication of a new study of asthma patients in Northern Ireland. Belfast City Hospital pulmonologist Liam Haney and his colleagues looked at over 180 patients with so-called difficult-to-treat asthma. Many of these patients had been repeatedly hospitalized. Haney asked the patients if they were following their doctor's orders and taking their medications. But rather than just take their word for it, the researchers also performed blood tests and checked prescription pickup records.
We then went back to the patients and we kind of had a chat about this information. And what became clear was that although they had denied or not admitted to not taking their medication when initially questioned by myself and a number of other physicians, when presented with the data suggesting they hadn't been picking up the prescriptions, then it became clear that that was in fact the case. In other words, there was kind of like a breakdown of communication until the patient was confronted with objective evidence that they hadn't been taking their medication.
It turned out that about a third of inhaler users weren't using them regularly, and nearly half of those who took an oral steroid weren't taking enough. Reasons range from simple forgetfulness to more personal and complex issues. Haney says the same problem may underlie other seemingly stubborn illnesses.
For example, in difficult diabetes, one of the common reasons is that there's a poor adherence with the prescribed regimen. And I suspect that, you know, we're calling this difficult asthma, but if you've made it difficult heart failure, difficult diabetes, difficult whatever, a substantial proportion of this would be behavioral and would relate to medication adherence or lifestyle adherence, or really, if you like, kind of working together to try and, get the disease under control.
He says it's often hard for patients to admit they're not doing what they're supposed to do, but he's found that gently and tactfully presenting hard evidence can make patients open up to a more honest discussion. And while that evidence isn't always conclusive or easy to get, it may be a cheaper and safer place to start than ratcheting up to stronger treatments.
Thanks, Justin. Finally today, it's time for another episode of our new series, Reality Check, where we investigate paranormal claims, weird phenomena, and science folklore. Suzanne, what did you look into this week?
Well, I followed up on an email from listener Casey Meeker of Berkeley, California. Casey has heard that up until November 15th, the planets will be aligned in such a way that gravity will be reduced, causing things like broom handles to stand up by themselves. I gave NASA space scientist David Morrison a call to see if there's anything to this.
Many people seem to almost assume that if two or three planets are lined up, that's going to do something to us. To a scientist, that's nonsense. There's nothing about alignments. It's not even a scientific concept. I don't even know how you define it. But one version says that right now there is an alignment, which there isn't, and that these wonderful things happen. You can balance an egg on its end, for instance. You might want to try it and see. But people are, again, worried that an event in the sky, a planetary alignment, is somehow affecting us here on Earth.
And he adds that even if there were some kind of planetary alignment going on,
there'd be no measurable effect. The gravitational pull on the Earth of big planets like Jupiter slightly, very slightly affects the orbit. And astronomers can measure that. But it doesn't affect us on the surface at all. And so lining up a few planets just doesn't make any difference.
And if your favorite science myth needs a reality check, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll tell you how whales avoid jamming each other's messages in the ocean. We'll investigate a deadly fungus that's killing bats. And we'll reveal the role an ugly little rodent is playing in the fight against cancer. Until then, keep current in the world of science and discovery by listening to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.